Hi, Tuttles. I don't know if Dina Jo's still in the room or she's come back in.
Yeah, I'm here. All right, can you hear me?
I can hear you
Hello?
Now.
Hello. Oh, thank you. Oh, what
Hey,
happened?
Paul.
Hi, Tuttles. Hi, Paul. Yeah, the old man's picture. I went to click on it, and then I clicked on
Hey, Moonchild.
that vegan show. Hi, Moonchild. So I went into some vegan show. I had to get out of it real quick.
That guy, Brina.
That guy. Hi, Brina. How's everybody doing this morning? Good? You didn't have any Ralph this morning.
Well, we made it to
Hi,
Hump Day.
Truck
Hi,
cat.
Truck Cat. Meow.
Meow. Meow.
Curse you, Diesel Bird!
Oh, dear Lord.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America. All the way from Georgia to Washington State to with a little
Moonshine.
Swing back and stop in Colorado.
Hey, Moonshine.
Welcome, everybody. Good to see you all coming in. Thank you for joining the show today. We appreciate it. I don't like what Podbean's done. They've changed something. I used to, my chat room used to automatically scroll, you know, with people coming into it. And
right,
now it
right.
don't. It'll sit
well,
there.
Well, that's weird.
It'll sit up and build up like about 30, you know, 30 messages in the
that's
chat room.
Weird.
They got to scroll through them. Yeah, it's weird.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah. It seems like everybody's high taken doing some type of updates and then you're like, whoa, what just happened? Why is it doing that? Well,
yeah.
Where is the old part? I liked it the old way.
I know. It was working fine. Why'd you change it? Why'd you change it?
Well, I don't know where my comments went to. All my comments are gone. I can't see any comments anymore. There's just weird things that have just kind of disappeared and gone away. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know. I got a notice saying I had comments on the show, and I went and looked. There are no comments there. I don't know what's going on. What's going on,
yeah.
Podbean? Curse
are
you,
they all
Podbean.
Gone? Are they all gone on the shows? Like, the show doesn't have any comments either? They're
no,
completely
no,
gone?
not all the
oh,
comments are gone.
Like, your old ones are still there, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
See, mine are completely gone.
What's
it gives
on?
Me an error. It tells me some weird error message,
yeah.
Which I was able to screenshot on my old phone, which is frozen and I can't get to. So
yeah.
I have to figure out how to do a screenshot on this new phone.
See, like right now it's saying there's 7 new messages. Well, why haven't you automatically scrolled down to them, you knuckleheads? Come on. We are having
everybody's saying hello. Tuttle said hello to that guy. That guy said hello to Tuttles. Tegan said hello, folks.
Yeah, we're having a bad electronics day. I read this thing that said, I don't know why everybody's all concerned about, you know, a robot revolution, you know, robots being designed and fighting robots like the Terminator and all this and that. They go, you know, it would only last for like a year or so because the technology would get bad. There'd be bugs all in their electronics. They'd all break down. Their
beep,
batteries
boop,
would give out.
Boop,
yeah.
Boop, beep, boop, boop.
Yeah, everything would break. Yeah.
Hi, Dee. Good to see you.
It's like I was telling you, Dean and Joe, Grammy's new tablet, which she loves. She loves that Samsung tablet.
Yeah.
She's sitting there playing a game. You know, she'll be sitting there playing games while we're watching TV. And then all of a sudden, the tablet, for no reason, just goes, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. And it's like, what?
Thank you, Bella.
What's that all about, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, and like it, I said, it would if it at least told you
yeah.
what it was doing, it would make sense. But
like you,
when
yeah,
it doesn't
like you,
do that.
Yeah, like tell you something, like, you know, like you received a notice or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? It just goes, do, 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 do. What? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Electronics. What's going on? You can't live with them and you can't live without them. Well, I guess you could live without them. You could go off the grid. Man.
Yeah, people do that.
Yeah.
People do that. I mean, I've just barely started getting back onto my Facebook. I'll just look at it briefly. I'll try to go in. I go into ours. Like, I went into it yesterday, and I was in there for about 20 minutes, and I was like, and then I closed it. Because that... they changed it to some meta thing, and it kept saying that we had, like, 9 messages in there. And then I would go to where they said the messages were, and there was no messages there. Nothing. There's nothing there. And then I'd go somewhere else, and it kind of took me out of that meta place, and it kind of was back to where it was. And I don't know. And then I was trying to post all the songs that I've been playing on there. And it said it posted, but then when I went in there, there was nothing there. And I was like, are you kidding me? What just happened? Where did it go? Meta suite. Where'd you put it? Hi, Jess. Hi, Mr. A.
Hi, Jess.
Is it hiding in some, you know, the penthouse somewhere? I don't know.
It's in somebody else's thing. Hey, what's this? I have no idea what all these songs are about.
What are these old songs?
That guy says, the best quantum computer burned up in 48 hours, but it was briefly the most powerful computer ever by a factor of 10. It lasted 48 hours.
The only crazy lady.
Hi, Jess Duck. Good to see you. Tuttles, that guy. My brother invented the fastest computer ever, but it was deemed too dangerous, so it never got built. Oh, come on, Tuttles. Oh, no, see, not my phone. Now my phone's beeping at me. Yeah, what's going on? Oh, here we go. Well, all right, Tuttles.
Notification more than likely.
Tell us what's going on, Tuttles, with the computer.
Good morning, Tuttles.
No, it's a true story. My brother, he's a computer genius person. That's what he does for a living and everything. He invented what was called a full spectrum computer. So instead of it just reading 1010 type binaries and black and whites and stuff, he invented this full spectrum laser system with crystals and lasers that it would do an infinite amount of colors. So it could actually turn a computer into an infinite speed, but they deemed it too dangerous because the lasers that had to be used in making it would, take down an airplane if they're pointed in the wrong direction.
Wow. Hey, well, that's really impressive, but why doesn't he just work on fixing the little dinky things that go wrong?
He does that. That's what he does for a living. He works for the government. He programs all the computers, software for all the school boards in Canada and stuff like that. Yeah. So he has like alarms and stuff when stuff's going off, and he writes code and makes new websites and stuff like that for the government.
But
he invented an infinite computer that would be way faster than any computer on Earth, but they deemed it too dangerous to be made.
Oh, wow. Hi, Asha.
I just want something that I can click here and click there and it works, and I don't get all these weird notices and all that stuff. I mean,
I know. It'll never happen.
Oh.
A lot of computers have a lot of that stuff actually programmed into it to help people who fix computers stay in employed.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly.
If they made everything too perfect, it's just like a fridge. You can't buy a good fridge like you did 40 years ago. Fridges and stuff, they're all meant to break.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because they started
that old one that you had that was passed down to you that they had and that, you know, that you had finally
broke. And your grandma had. Your great-grandma had.
Yeah, because we had wash machines that was... My mom got it passed down from her, and it was, oh my gosh, I can't think of the name. But, and then she had it for her whole life, and then she passed it on to me, and then we had it for a good 10 years before it finally broke. And then now we have these pieces of crap that there's always something wrong with them.
Right.
My washer that we have downstairs was my wife's grandmother's that she bought from Sears because that's where she worked in about 1978. And it's still working. My brother bought a new house and it came with like brand new washer and dryer, but him and his wife wanted to use theirs for some reason. So he literally offered me a brand new set of washer and dryer and I turned it down. I'm still using the old one from 1978 because it works.
I wish I had the old ones. I really do. The top loading ones.
Yeah. It's just an old school top loader. You put the soap in here. You put the thing in there. You turn the little knob and you walk away. Yep. And 30 minutes later, everything's washed.
Exactly. And you could wash a little rug that you have in your house. You could wash in there. You know what I mean? Like the little rugs, you could stick it in there and with no problem. Right now, the ones that I have, it just continues like, oh my gosh, something's wrong here. Something's wrong here. And it just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning and it doesn't do anything. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go to a laundromat to have my little bathroom mats clean.
We throw our little bathroom mats in there. We throw the kids' tennis shoes in there, you know, and not a problem. If I threw a bowling ball in, it'd probably wash the bowling ball.
They made things to last, you know. I mean, look at all the old cars that are in Cuba. You know, Cuba doesn't have any new cars running around. They have all them old, you know, 40s and 50s Chevrolets running around down there in pristine condition in Cuba. They have so all them old cars are still running around, working great. Yep. New cars are breaking down all the time. This modern technology, man. It's not made to last. It's just not made to last. It's like I was thinking when Tuttles was talking. I was thinking about like Microsoft. You know, they I swear that they have built in that they have viruses in their software. You know that they're on a time delay thing. They're programmed, and then all of a sudden you get infected with a virus, and you have to buy their virus antivirus stuff. You know.
When I get a new computer, I have my brother wipe it, and we take out all antivirus softwares and all that stuff. We actually literally get rid of all that stuff out of our computers.
Oh, really?
Yep. We don't run antiviruses or anything like that. He doesn't either. And he, like I said, I explained what he does. That's the first thing we do. We get rid of all that McAfee stuff and all that crap. We yank it all out of there, get it all gone.
I've been getting notices from like Norton Security and McAfee saying, hey, thanks for your order. Your order and it's going to be filled right now. And just call this number and confirm. And I'm going, I didn't order nothing from you ding dongs.
Yeah. We got your 300 and something charge or something. It's been saying, I'm like, what the heck are you talking about?
$300. Yeah. Yeah, so that's another story. You know, all these people coming in with these claims that you owe them money or that you made an order for something, and good grief, man, you know, it's just everybody's after your money, man. What's going on with this stuff? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, the Sun. You were mentioning something a little bit earlier about stuff going cattywampus. The Sun's actually putting out some pretty bad stuff right now. So,
if
you're getting little interruptions on stuff, don't be too worried about it because you know what's happening.
I think the Sun, Tuttles. I think the Sun's getting ready for a real big major burp. You know.
Oh yeah.
I really do. Predicting. Yeah, I think it's getting ready for a big major burp. And it's going to do some and nobody can say what it's really going to happen. You know, everything's just conjecture. Everything's
the only
just
crazy
theory.
Lady saying that the Sun has been puking all over.
Yeah, I think it's getting ready ready for a power barf here in a minute.
One of those, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the last time it did something like that, it ended up burning up all the telephone cables and stuff like that in the United States because, you know, but. Nowadays, with all the stuff we have now, it'd be pretty bad situation.
Yeah, that's why I still have that 87 Jimmy sitting in my backyard in a little garage. Because when all the electronics and cars get burned out, that thing will still fire up because it's just a basic engine, combustible engine. You know, it's got the normal points and condenser ignition system, you know, and you just turn the key and there it goes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that stuff will still run.
Your lawnmower will work. Yeah, why don't you get rid of that old car? No, because when your Mercedes is sitting off to the side of the road and the 20-some computers inside it have been fried, you know, I'll wave to you as I go by in the Jimmy.
The real tricky part to that whole scenario is gas stations all run off of computers these days. So if an EMP had happened and wiped out all the electronics,
oh yeah,
Most people wouldn't be able to figure out how to get gas from a gas station because their pumps wouldn't turn on, their credit cards won't work.
Right, right. Yeah. We've gotten too reliant on electronics.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, stores would shut down because nobody knows how to total stuff up and just get back to the old ways where you just used a. Remember those old adding machines? You punched a button in and you pull the lever. You know, you used to do that all the stuff, or you used to add and subtract and do all that longhand. Nobody knows how to do that stuff anymore. You know,
I know how to add and subtract and carry it over.
Well, yeah,
but most cashiers, if you give them money, they don't know the change unless tells them what it is.
Exactly.
I'll say, okay, my change is 73 cents. Well, how do you know?
Because
I know simple math.
Yeah, and they will not count it back to you. They just hand it to you.
They don't know how to count back the change,
especially.
Uh-huh.
You know, with it was 1925, and here's your change. It's, you know.
Yeah, Grammy's always throwing them a curveball too. You know, like they'll say, I don't know, 15, 1525. You know, and she'll give them, she'll give them 2010. You know, she gives us some kind of weird thing. Okay, well, here's 2010, and they try to make it looks like, what?
Does she do it when it's like a hundred, you know, like it's $19.10, and so she hands him 2010, and so that they give her back a dollar instead of just change.
Yeah, that's the gist. She tries to do that, but she makes it even more complicated than that, you know.
Okay.
She'll go,
here's
50 and a quarter. I mean, she just makes it really like,
Yeah, and it boggles their brains. Like, even if you're like what Dina Joe was just trying to say, like, if it was 1925 and I handed them 2025 so I could get a loonie back, they get really confused by that.
Yeah.
They try to hand you the quarter back. It's like, no, I want a dollar.
Just give me a dollar. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll quit throwing the show off the rails and hop back
down.
You're
not
I just want to mess with the computer stuff.
You're all right. Interesting.
You're not throwing it off the rails. This is all fun talk, man. It's fun. Sometimes we just have to vent from all these little aggravations that are out there.
Oh, heck yeah.
Thank you,
Have
Tuttles.
A great day, guys.
Thanks, Tuttles.
Have a good walk with the kiddos.
Yep, we're just getting ready to head out now. But
all
you're
right.
in my ear.
All right,
buddy.
Okay.
Mr. Tuttles. Yes. Thank you very much.
Always a wealth of knowledge. And don't forget to check out his Infidelis podcast. I apologize, guys. What's it called? Talk Hard, I think. I think this time they're doing it on Lilith and I'm trying to remember what he sent to me. I know it was Lilith. It's about the Lilith and the Bible. Who's your mama? Thank you, Q. So it'll be on. I'm messing it all up. I'm trying to get you guys out there. Anyway, it'll be on tomorrow. So, and I think it's around 7:30 my time, which is mountain time. So just check them out. Click on Miss Cubella right there with the B, and then you'll have all of the information. There you
right.
go. So,
and they're both
sorry,
putting
guys,
the information
try
in there.
To.
Yeah.
Got it out there.
Way to go, Dina Jo.
Well, at least they're both in here. They can,
exactly.
They can help me out a little bit. I know. It's
yeah. Nice. Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, sometimes.
The moon is the sun, you guys just said. It's affecting my waves in my brain.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking that, you know, sometimes it's a good thing to vent. You know, you got to vent. Things are bugging you. Don't let that stuff pile up inside you. Don't let that stuff build up inside you. Just get it out.
Be a little angry teapot.
Yeah, you don't. And you know, you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be mean about it. But you know, you just get it out. Get it out of you. You know, vent a little bit. You don't necessarily need anybody to vent to either. Just go. Just go out there and just yell at stuff. You know, I mean, yelling's good for you. You know, it is. It clears your lungs. You know, just getting out there and giving a good yell. That's why. when you go to a sporting event and you're, whether your team's winning or losing, and you're doing all the yelling and screaming, Ashley's and everything.
Not allowed to vent. Ashley, you could give us a call and you could vent anytime you want.
Yeah, Asha, come on, you can vent on here. But, you know, if you get in yelling and screaming, it just kind of helps you. It just gets those endorphins going, and it just helps you. Helps you, the helps only you out.
He goes and throws rocks. So
there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to have an old, when I was younger, when I was first married, I was younger. We had this old car in the back. I bought it because I wanted the rear end out of it. So, because I put it in my little hot rod I had. So I took the rear end out of it and it's just sitting back there. And I'd go out there with a baseball bat and just bang on it. It was fun. Just get the frustrations out, bang on stuff, you know. But you got to be careful doing stuff like that. You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be destructive. Like I used to be, I'd get mad and I'd punch holes in walls. No, I'm not talking about doing that. That's bad. That's bad stuff. One,
no,
you've got to fix your wall after you punch a hole in it. And then two, inside your walls. I mean, you look at that sometimes beautiful wall. Studs. Yeah, I was going to say, look at that beautiful wall right there. Inside that wall are studs, are 2x4s. And if you go to hit a wall and you hit one of those studs, yeah. Who's laughing now? The house is, yeah.
Well, like Keegan says, I've seen these before. Those stress rooms, he says they have it in their town. He pays $10 and you could go. They have like a bunch of junk in there or old TVs and whatever. You could just smash them all up. All over.
That sounds like that'd be fun. I know. I guess they have you wear safety glasses and all that stuff. And,
get
you know,
that aggression out.
You know, a lot of people.
Covered up.
That's why a lot of people work out. A lot of people take their aggressions out by going and working out.
Because it gets those endorphins going, and then by the end you're pooped out. I do too.
Yeah,
I do.
I know.
And, or axe throwing. I think that would be fun too.
That would be fun. But the point is, you need something. You need something to release. You know, you need a release valve in your life. Yeah. You can something that you can do that relieves the anxiety and the frustrations. And it can be a simple little thing like spending 10 minutes in your garden. Just 10, you know, you go outside, you concentrate on something else, something that you enjoy.
Oh, and shooting range, strong cat. That's a good one.
Yep. Shooting range. You know, when I was golfing, I didn't want to go play golf, but I'd go to the golf. I'd go to a driving range and just hit a couple of buckets of balls. You know, you like baseball, go to a batting cage, and, you know, hit baseballs like that. You know, just do stuff to just take the frustration out of you, because those things are not healthy for you. You know, that kind of stuff, that kind of stuff building up inside you.
And all kinds of yucky stuff.
Yeah, that's not good for you.
This is just not good. It affects all other aspects of your life. You know, anytime you're thinking, you have all that crap stuck in you, you got to just let it go.
You got to let it go. You know, and there's people out there like sometimes like with me, you know, it's like Grammy goes, well, you got to just let it go. I can't. I just can't let it go. That's the time when you need to go do something physically.
Right.
You know, that's when you need to go, you know, do something physical.
Yeah, go for a walk. Go throw an axe.
Yeah, go for a walk. Go throw axes. Go shoot a gun. Yeah. Not at people.
None of those at people or things.
Targets.
Unless you're at a place where you can pay to have it done.
We don't want people running and screaming. We don't want those kinds of reactions.
We want the police. You know.
We don't want the police.
We don't want to see you on the news.
Go play some hockey. We were watching hockey, and they have this thing called cross-checking in hockey. It's when the guy has his hockey stick in both hands, and then he slams you with it. Well, that's kind of they're kind of ruling against that kind of action in hockey now, because it's actually kind of, you know, it can do some damage. It can do some real damage to the other players when you get cross-checked. So they're kind of curb that in hockey to where you can't do that, you know cross-checking. But I told Grammy, I go, you know, that's a perfect thing if you're walking and you gotta, you know, you're carrying your cane with you. If somebody gets a little too close and violates your space, you just cross-check them with your cane. Yeah. You know, give them a cross check. And then when they get mad or they go, oh, they call the cops on you and the cops come, you know, and say, hey, what? I just gave him a cross check, officer. I just gave him a cross check. Give me a 2-minute penalty. That's fine. Just give me a 2-minute minor and let's just move on. You don't need to put the handcuffs on me.
He was invading my space.
Yeah, he was invading my space and I gave him a little cross check.
Warn him first. I'm warning you.
Yes, it is. It's a 2-minute warning, minor penalty, unless you draw blood. If you draw blood, now it could be a 5. It could be a 4 or a 5-minute penalty. Yeah, I think things in society would be a whole lot better if we had hockey rules out there, because people wouldn't mess with you. They wouldn't violate your space. They wouldn't come up and get in your face about stuff if the hockey rules were around, you know.
Yeah.
You know, go ahead, touch me. I dare you, touch me. I'll sue you. No, I'll just get a 2-minute penalty. Yeah, that's all right. Timeout never works. Yeah, I used to tell that to a friend of mine. He gave his kids timeouts. I go, don't call them timeouts. I go, timeout is a good thing. You know, you're playing, you're having a, you know, you're going at it, you're getting all tired. You need a timeout to recoup, to re-energize. That's what a timeout is. You time out for that. You know, sports, you know, they call a timeout so they could regroup, so they could have a strategize and, you know, come catch your breath and then get back. I go, when you're going to give your, if you're going to turn it into a punishment for your kids, tell them they have to go to the penalty box. Yeah, they go to the penalty box and they sit in there for 2 or 3 minutes and then they're going back out. And don't call it a timeout. We used to have to sit in the corner. Did you have to sit in the corner when you were a little kid, Dina Jo?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Our parents were putting us in the penalty box. That's what they were doing. We were going in the penalty. Penalty. So that's what you ought to do. I mean, you know. We ought to just put people in the penalty box. Okay. Give them 2 minutes. Give them red. And then you can incorporate soccer or football in Europe. You can incorporate the yellow and red cards. You know, if somebody's getting somebody's getting too handsy or something gets a little too, you just give them the yellow card. Don't make me. I'm giving you the yellow card. You need to back off, buddy. Back off. Don't make me give you the red card. Because if I give you the red card, now you got to go to the penalty box.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. I need to walk around. I'm going to walk around with one of those cards and start giving people penalties. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. That'll be fun.
Better be careful.
You know, it's kind of too bad that we, you know, that's one of the good things why we're not in the same studio, because Dina Jo, you and I'd be flashing you the yellow warning card all the time.
Yeah, you would. Hi Gina, good to see you.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Old Mass Podcast Show. Hi, with Gina, Joe, and Eric. We're here every Monday through Friday. Good to see everybody. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. We're just here having a good time. People still ask, you know, so how do you come up with your subjects? We just start talking, and then whatever comes up. I mean, we don't really have anything planned. Do you plan things when you go to your buddy's house or you go to your friend's house and you go sit down and have a cup of coffee with them? Do you have, okay, this is what we're going to talk about today, everybody. Everybody got their script before them? Here we go. No, we don't. We don't do that. We just start talking. Yeah. It's more fun that way. We envision ourselves sitting in a big kitchen. We're sitting in a big kitchen. The big kitchen called Earth. That's where we're at. We're sitting in the big kitchen called Earth, sipping on our coffee, having a conversation with friends. That's what it's all about. We need to get back to doing that. You know, you need to get back to having, just sitting down, having a chit chat and friendly conversations with your friends, you know. And then when people start complaining and whining about stuff, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about something else. You know, how are the tomatoes doing? You know, sipping on gin and juice. Yeah, depending on the day, Scooter. Yeah. Oh, T-gun. Oh, a fully automatic BB gun. You know, I had a fully automatic airsoft pistol for Grammy. it shot out these little 6 millimeter balls, plastic balls. They are a blast. They are so much fun, and it kind of broke. So I need to get another one for her. But those little full auto. Oh yeah, it's a little. You flip the little switch on it. It goes from a single shot to when you flip the little switch on it. It goes to when you pull the trigger. I mean, it just goes. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
She's got a lot of.
That would be good.
Oh yeah. Squirrels hated them.
Roddy Dog Owen, good to see you.
The squirrels hated them. They didn't. Welcome. They didn't like the full auto one.
Well.
Yeah, I hear you, T-Gun. Yeah, that's about what her airsoft pistol did. Yeah, and we used them for we'd go out and set up and shoot things in the yard. You know, we used them for hand-eye coordination, keeping the muscle memories going for aiming and shooting. Because I don't like going to shooting ranges and burning up my regular ammo. Ammo's too expensive.
You can't find it too.
Yeah, and then you can't find it. So buy you an airsoft or a BB gun. And go out and shoot it. I would rather shoot the plastic BBs than the metal BBs. I don't like the metal BBs. You know, you can those can get embedded into your arm if you get hit by one of those things. The plastic ones seem to bounce off. Do wear safety glasses though. You got to wear safety glasses to do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to get hit in the eye.
I've never seen that. Chon Cat said, have you seen the 3D printed rail guns that shoot discs like the size of a nickel but thicker?
No. Printed nail? No. Wow. No, they shoot discs. No, I don't. I remember having guns as a little kid that used to shoot out the little plastic discs. Remember those?
Well, oh, yeah.
Those were a blast. Yeah, those were a lot of fun. What's an Orbi gun, Mr. A? What's an Orbi gun? Because he has an Orbi gun. I've always wanted to get an airsoft gun that's like the ones I have are CO2 cartridges, but I want to get one that's electronic, because you can buy them and they you can load their little magazines, hold like about 300 BBs. Airsoft things, and that's all run off of little electric motors in there. They I don't quite understand how they work, but man, they can put out some BBs. You know, you can go, remember paint gun wars, how you can go out and have paint gun battles? Where there's places out there you can do the same thing, only with airsoft guns. And the thing is I found out that a lot of police forces, military people, police forces, you know, they use them as training. They use them for training, live fire training. They use them airsoft guns instead of their service stuff. Because these things, they feel and act almost like a real gun. You know, they have the same weight to them and the same action and all that stuff. Yeah, airsoft guns. I tried to get Grammy to shoot me with one. Shoot me with it so I know how it feels. She goes, are you going to shoot you with this? No, come on. Shoot me in the butt. Come on, give me a shoot me in the butt. She never would do it. Never would do it. But I was outside in my backyard shooting, and I shot at one of my sheds. I was shooting at a squirrel or something, and I shot, and I hit the shed, and it bounced back and hit me. Oh, I'm glad she never shot me. That hurt. I tried to get my son.
You can get a nice big bruise.
Oh yeah, it'll put a little welt on you.
You'll poke your eye out. Yeah.
I tried to get my son to hit me with his taser. His taser. Because he had bought a taser. Hey, hit me with that. Shoot me with your taser. No, I ain't gonna shoot you, like. Dad.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
on the ground and have you do the worm. Come on. You just want to see that.
I saw this video of this police department, and they were shooting each other with their non-lethal weapons, you know, so they knew what they felt like. And so they were hitting them with tasers, you know, and the rubber bullets, and this one guy, he was going to get shot with the bean bag out of a shotgun, a bean bag, because they got him, the bean bag shotgun shells. Uh-huh. So he's standing there. They go, okay, are you ready? And he's wearing shorts, you know, so there's just the skin. You can see his legs. There's no pant legs on him because he's just got shorts. And they showed it in super slow motion of this air, this bean bag coming out of a shotgun and hitting this guy in the leg. Oh my gosh. It knocked his leg out right from underneath him, flipped him around, and he landed on the ground. And he's there, he's going, ah, he's yelling. He goes, why did I volunteer for this? You know, oh my gosh. That's fun. That's fun stuff. Kind of cruel, but fun.
Guys do the weirdest things to each
other.
Oh
yeah, we do. We do.
You just watch Ridiculous and you're just like, oh man, what are these men thinking? What are these boys thinking? Why do they do this stuff? And every once in a while there'll be a girl thrown in there.
And we always start off with this, hey, watch this. Hey everybody, watch this. Yeah, no, we're always jumping off of things we have no business jumping off of.
It makes my body hurt watching that. I'm like, oh God, no. No.
I know. And then when you're watching videos of people doing that, you're going, why are they doing that? You know, why are they doing that? That's bizarre. Why are you doing that? You know? Yeah. And another thing guys do is after they do something, or they always say, hey, smell this. You notice that? Guys are always smelling stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, what is that? I don't know. Smell it. See what it smells like. And then if it's the worst thing ever, if it's the worst thing ever that they smell, they always say, hey, old man, here, smell it. You know, and I'll take it and I'll smell it. Yeah, let me see.
Something they're eating or drinking and it's terrible. Oh, here. Oh my God, this is so gross. Here, taste this. That's why.
I don't know why we do that.
You just told me it was gross.
Yeah, I don't know why we do that. Why do we do that? Mm-hmm. Man, that stinks. Smell this. Tell me what you think. You just said it stunk. Why do I want to smell it? Well, because you're a guy.
I don't want to be smelling your belly button dust. Thank you very much. It's one of those weird things you guys do.
Yeah. No, I haven't tried that. I haven't seen that. It's just weird stuff. It's like there was this show on TV. I think it was on Animal Planet. I'm not sure, but it was these two guys that would purposely get bit and stung by things just so they could tell they could tell you how hard it hurt or how hard they bit that. And I'm thinking that's crazy stuff right there. That is crazy stuff, you know. It's like here. Let's let this snake bite you. It doesn't have poison, so it's not going to kill you. But you know, it might break the skin, but it's not going to kill you. And the guy goes, oh, okay. So he puts his arm out there, and they let this snake bite him.
Well, no, like, I don't want that job.
No, Masters of Pain. Oh, is that the name of the show, Tron Cat? Masters of Pain.
No, No, thank you. So you watch him swell up and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah. What is that? Huh. What is that? You know, I don't know. I don't get that. I read this thing historically back in the Renaissance day. This son took over the kingdom from his dad, and he was going to be a good king. They kind of liked him. I can't remember the names or the years that this happened. It's been so long since I read the story. But the way the story goes is he was there looking at some papers, some documents, and a bee flies into the room. The bee flies into the room, lands on the book that he's looking at, and he squishes it with his hand. And as he squishes it, he gets stung, and he dies. He dies from a bee sting. Ain't that something? Man, that's weird. Weird stuff. Weird. When was the last time you were stung by a bee, Dina Jo? Or have you ever been stung by a bee?
Yeah, the last time I remember stepping on stepping on a few bees when I was little. That was the only time I remember. We were at a park and running around without shoes on. And there was like these patches, I guess, of the, I don't know, these flowery things. And there was bees and I didn't. I just was a little kid. They stepped on it. That's the only time I remember. I had all those bee boxes in my backyard. I didn't get stung once.
They didn't bother you at all, did they?
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
I
bees
stepped
don't
on
don't typically bother you unless you're going to harm them or their home. They don't. They
I
don't
the gray room.
You. They're not like wasps.
Oh, wasps are the worst. The gray. Is the gray room the gray?
The gray room. No, the gray. I just said hide the gray.
That's a different person.
Yeah, this I've been watching this show called The Bee Czar.
Yes.
It's really interesting. And he was saying that, you know, he can tell when the bees are aggravated or not by the sound of their buzzing, of the sound of their buzz. He says if it's a low frequency buzz, bzzz, he goes, they're cool. They're not aggravated. They're cool. Mm-hmm. And you can be around them and there's no problem. He goes, when they get aggravated, their buzz goes, it starts, the frequency goes higher. I don't know. And he goes, when you hear that, you're in trouble.
You're welcome.
So I thought, well, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Well, that makes sense. They're giving a warning. Like, you know, because I would watch because the wasps would come and they try to get in to the, they try to get in to get the honey. And welcome back, Mr. Cheney. Hi, AJ, AJ. And there are, I'm trying to remember the name of the bees that just protect. They just protect the entrance of the hive. And they would go after those wasps and they'd get them on the ground and they'd go after them. And then the wasp would go off and then they'd come back or another one would come back and they just protect, you know, that. And I can see them, you know, setting off that sound saying, hey, back off. You're a little too close.
From what I understand, like three or five yellow jackets can destroy an entire hive.
Yeah.
Of bees.
Yeah.
They are mean. They are so vicious. And there's a video out there of these wasps attacking a beehive. And them little bees are fighting fighting so hard to fighting these wasps off, you know. And I do not like wasps. I do not like yellow jackets. I will go out of my way.
I mean, yellow jacket stings are the worst, they say. Oh. I mean, hornets are pretty bad too.
Yeah, those things are.
They can continue to sting.
But the thing is when wasps or hornets sting, they release a pheromone alerting other wasps and hornets to trouble.
Is that right?
Oh, nice. So more can come and get you.
Man, I did.
But the only time really like a honeybee would sting, like you said, if their hive or their offspring and queen are threatened.
And they die. I mean, once a honeybee stings you, that's
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you know that their sting is kind of like a barb wire or something like that, where it's not like a needle like a wasp or a hornet's, because wasps and hornets don't lose their stingers.
You know, it's like, why would you take something like a bee and make it that if it defends itself, it dies? You know, it stings defending the hive or defending the queen. Once it stings, it dies. I mean, it's, why would you do that? Why couldn't it be the opposite? Why couldn't the wasps be the ones that die? I don't know. Save the bees. Save the bees.
Yeah, we really do, because, you know, they are the ones that, aren't they the only insect that, I don't want to say pollinates. I can't think of the correct wording. But we need them. We need the bees. They're the only ones that make something that we can eat, which is the honey.
And this guy, hi, Dorcas.
Welcome.
Hi, good to see you. Thank you for joining the show. Hit that follow button. Keep coming back. This Bee Czar, and his show, it's called The Bee Czar, and it's on, I believe, Discovery Channel. If you get a chance to watch it. It's pretty funny. This guy is interesting. He's very interesting what he does for bees.
Yeah,
he was saying that.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was trying to find the name of the bee, and there's the queen, the drone, and then the worker bees. And of course, the worker bees are the women. They're the female bees that go out and find everything, the pollen and stuff. And the drones, the guys, they just stay in there and fan the queen to keep everything cool. But the worker bees are also the ones that stand guard, they say, at the hive against any unwanted invaders like wasps.
Welcome, Dr. Gladys.
Yeah.
They're tough.
Uh-huh.
Well, they are tough.
Hi, Daco. Gladys.
And then, like, you also have, like, the kind of, like, those carpenter bees that eat through wood. And there are people who do not like those kind of bees at all because that's really not good, like, where they chew infrastructure, like uh-huh. if you have, like, a wood deck.
Yeah. Now I know what I was going to say about bees. Bees are, like, one of the very few insects alive that it's acceptable not to kill. Any other insect that people are killing them, you know, squishing them, swatting them,
yeah,
you know, getting rid of poison them and that. But the bees are the only ones that are, the society has been geared or taught to train not to kill the bees. And that's the way it should be.
It should be. We should educate people that, like I said, bees typically don't come after you. They will not come after you unless you're doing something to harm your hive. They're not going to come after you. They're not going to, they will leave you. They can land on you. They're not going to do nothing to you. They just don't.
You know, like my stepmom, raises like honeybees so she can get like honey from them. They're also, you know, as docile as, to the point that they'll even let you pet them.
Exactly. Like I said,
but you got to be real gentle.
Mm-hmm. You can land on them because I've accidentally, you know, watering flowers or something, I kind of squirt one and they're like, help me. And I'll pick them up out of the water and I'll just put them in a little sunny spot. And they just sit there and they kind of dry off. But yeah, they don't hurt you.
Well, and they'll drink water too.
Mm-hmm. I had a whole
they need water.
Yeah, I would make have these little tins with rocks and sticks in there and go out there and put fresh water. But the wasps would come too, so you'd have to watch them. But it was kind of cool to see them come and land on the little things that you made just to get the water and then go back. So yeah, they're fun to have. If you have the opportunity to be able to have a hive, I think it's pretty cool.
Really? Check out the Bee Czar on Discovery Channel, though. Hey, and speaking of bees...
Curse you, Dinkleberg!
Nope, that's not what I wanted. Hit the wrong button. Are you ready? It's time for Dina Jo to take control. Presenting Music History. Sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is, Dina Jo! Welcome, everybody, to Dina Jo's Today in Music History.
And today, we're kind of going more at the beginning of more of the rockabilly style from when the big bands were moving more into that style of music and dance. And so we're going to start off with the very first one, Elvis Presley with Jailhouse Rock. Jailhouse Rock is the song recorded, we know, by Elvis Presley. For the film of the same name, Jailhouse Rock, it was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. RCA Victors released the song on a 45 RPM, revolutions per minute, which you were talking about yesterday, singles on September 24th, 1957, as the first single for the film's soundtrack. It reached the top of the charts in the U.S. and the top 10 in several other countries. Jailhouse Rock spent 1 week at the top of the U.S. country charts and reached number one position on the R&B charts. The song has been recognized by the Grammy Hall of Fame and the American Film Institution. Here is Elvis Presley with Jailhouse Rock. Shake your face.
One through a party in the county. band was there, they began to wait. The band was jumping and the jump began to swing. You should have heard the knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock. Everybody, let it rock. Everybody in old
Elvis Presley with Jailhouse Rock.
The nice thing about the interesting thing about this music, now that the big bands, you know, they were kind of like the launching platform for the rockabilly sound, the rock and roll sound, you know, mm-hmm. And it's what's funny is you know, Benny, Glenn Miller, you know, his whole thing was trying to get music where people get up and dance, up and dance, have fun, get up. And that's the same thing with this, you know, mm-hmm. They're just trying to do music, get people up and dancing. Yeah.
All right, yeah, dancing and swinging. Next song, Long Tall Sally by Ray Edward Cochran, was an American rock and roll musician. Cochran's songs such as 20 Flight Rock, Summertime Blues, Come On Everybody, Something Else, captured teenage frustration and desire in the mid-50s and early 60s. He experimented with multi-track recording, distortion techniques, and overdubbing even on his earliest singles. He played the guitar, piano, bass, and drum. His image as a sharply dressed and attractive young man with a rebellious attitude epitomized the stance of a 50s rocker. Cochran died at age 21 in St. Martin's Hospital, Bath, Somerset, after a road accident at the end of the British tour in April of 1960s. He had just performed at the Bristol Hippodrome. Though his best-known songs were released during his lifetime, more of his songs were re-released posthumously. In 1987, Cochran was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His songs have been recorded by a wide variety of recording artists to live on. Here is Eddie Cochran with Long Tall Sally.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. Need to hit the mill, but it's ever on the floor, baby. Yes, baby. Sally, she built a speech bar. Everything that Uncle John needs to go, baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. We'll have a mess on tonight.
This is off his album, Never to Be Forgotten.
Bald-headed Sally, saw Aunt Mary coming and they jumping in the alley.
Long Tall Sally, Eddie Cochran.
I don't know how you can listen, if you just listened to this type of music live, how you wouldn't just get up and want to dance.
I know, huh? I mean, it just gets you stomping your feet and toe tapping and
something wiggling.
Yeah.
Something when you should be wiggling. Yeah. All right. Number three is going to be Fats Domino with the song Dark Town Strutter Ball. And Antone Dominique Domino Jr., known as Fats Domino, was an American pianist and singer-songwriter, one of the pioneers of rock and roll music. Domino sold more than 65 million records. Domino was a shy and modest by nature, but made a significant contribution to rock and roll genre. Elvis Presley declared Domino a huge influence on me when I started out and described him as the real king of rock and roll. Dark Town Strutter's Ball is a popular song by Shelton Brooks, published in 1917. The song has been recorded many times and is considered a popular jazz standard. Here is Fats Domino with his version of Dark Town Strutter's Ball.
I'll be there to get you in a taxi, honey. Better be ready, but help Bessie. Now, baby, don't be late. I want to be there when the band starts playing. Remember when we get there, honey. Two-step, I'm going to have them all. Going to dance out of both of my shoes. When it plays old Jelly Roll Blues. Tomorrow night at the downtown Strutter's Ball.
This is from his album, They Call Me the Fat Man, Antone Fats Domino. Darktown Strutter. Strutters. Sorry. Darktown Strutter. Fats Domino.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to number four. It's going to be Jerry Lee Lewis with I'm on Fire. And Jerry Lee Lewis is an American singer, songwriter, and pianist. Nicknamed the Killer, he has often been described as rock and roll's first great wild man and one of the most influential pianists of the 20th century. A pioneer of rock and roll and rockabilly music, Lewis made his first recording in 1956 at Sun Records in Memphis. I'm on Fire is the song originally recorded by Jerry Lee Lewis, who was released its single with Bread and Butter Man on the Other Side in 1964 on Smash Records. Here is Jerry Lee Lewis with I'm on Fire. The
like
volume
you said, Dina Jo, how could you go listen to these guys and not want to get up and start dancing?
I'm on fire, turning a full arm. I'm a flame from all of her charm.
This is Jerry Lee Lewis. I'm on fire.
Can't you see what you're doing to me?
And that is taken off of his album, Killer.
Nice.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
All right, we're going to go with number five with another Fats Domino song, Blueberry Hill. Blueberry Hill is the popular American song published in 1940, best remembered for its 1950s rock and roll version by Fats Domino. The music was written by Vincent Rose, the lyrics by John L. Rooney. It was re-recorded six times in 1940. And it was an international hit in 1956 for Fats Domino and has become a rock and roll standard. It reached number two for 3 weeks on the Billboard Top 40 charts, becoming his biggest pop hit, and spent eight non-consecutive weeks at number one on the R&B bestsellers chart. The version of Fats Domino's was also ranked number 82 in Rolling Stones magazine's list of 500 greatest songs of all time. Here's Fats Domino with Blueberry Hill.
Welcome. The Scroll. Oh, yeah.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Welcome, DJ. Welcome. I am
DJ.
Welcome.
To me, this is his most famous song.
Blueberry Hill. I found you. The moon stood still.
I know, Happy Days is awesome.
Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino. The legendary Fats Domino. I would have loved to be alive back then and go listen to these people.
Yeah.
Because they would travel all over the country and have these big music. Big music shows, you know, they'd pull into a town and lock up the armory and go in there and just fill them, pack the place and do these shows.
And they were dance hall. It was expected to dance. It wasn't people just sitting in the audience.
No, no. Yeah. That'd been so much fun.
Yeah. Okay. Number six, Chuck Berry, Roll Over Beethoven. Roll Over Beethoven is a 1956 hit song written by Chuck Berry, originally released on Chess Records single with Drifting Heart as the B-side. The lyrics of the song mentioned rock and roll and the desire for rhythm and blues to replace classical music. The title of the song is an imperative directed at the composer Ludwig van Beethoven to roll over out of the way and make room for rock and roll music that Berry was promoting. The song has been covered by many other artists, including Beatles, ELO, the Rolling Stones magazine, and ELO, excuse me, Rolling Stones magazine ranked at number seven on the 500 greatest songs of all time. Here's Chuck Berry with Roll Over Beethoven.
DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues.
That's Chuck Berry with Roll Over Beethoven.
Roll Over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news.
What great music.
All right. Number 7. Last on our list for today is going to be Bill Haley and his comments with Goofing Around. Bill Haley and his comments were an American rock and roll band founded in 1952 and continued until Haley's death in 1981. From late 1954 to 1956, the group placed 9 singles in the top 20, one of those a number 1 and 3 more on the top 10. Though the group was considered to be a forefront for the rock and roll during the genre's formative years, the arrival of more risque acts such as Elvis Presley and Little Richard by 1956 led to more clean-cut Haley and his comments to decline in popularity. Haley would remain popular in Europe and go on to have a comeback as Nostalgic Alex in the 70s. Here is Bill Haley and his comments with Goofing Around.
That's a good down guitar work there. Bill Haley and his comments with the song Goofing Around. I think it's just an instrumental too. I don't think there's any words to it. What a great music.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's what we have today, guys. We can continue tomorrow.
Thanks, Dina Joe. Another great list. I was just I was taking a moment and adding it to one
You're
of
welcome,
my playlists. Adding that song to one of my playlists. Yeah. That's good music right there, man. Good music.
Yeah. So we will continue with the rockabilly tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, be fun. Tomorrow and Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, so tell all your friends, come on in, jam, get your Bobby socks on. What were those skirts called the girls used to wear? The girls used to wear
little
skirt.
Skirts.
Oh, man. What did my that my sister used to... I can see...
a poodle skirt?
A poodle skirt. Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see,
poodle skirt.
I can see Big Penny wearing her... she'd wear a sweater, a cashmere sweater. Cashmere sweater, poodle skirts, little socks that are folded.
Bobby socks.
Bobby socks. Mm-hmm. Her hair would be in a ponytail. Yeah, that's her. That she was a teenager. I mean, that's she was a preteen and a teenager. All that stuff around right there. Good times. Good times. Hey, real fast before I forget, if you guys have got a podcast and you've got a Twitter account with your podcast, check out Podcast Overlords on Twitter and see what they can do for you. They're in the business of getting your podcast out there in Twitter to increase your footprint on Twitter. Yeah. They'll design and post that are centered around your podcast, and they'll get them out there and they'll do daily posts to get you out there and check them out. They do a great job. We've used them. We're into our second month and they do fantastic thing. And also tune into the WESN Epic Strategies Network and check out what's going on over there. They've got a lot of great conversation and a lot of fantastic music there, of which on Saturday, starting Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, WESN has got a new show coming out, Motown, Soul, and Rhythm and Blues. Check those guys out. It's going to be a good show.
Thank you, Steels. I appreciate that.
You got the WESN. Check them out. Download the app. Check them out. And Podcast Overlords. Check them out. All right. Had to get my little plugs in. Now, and like Eric said in the chat room, don't forget on Fridays, come on into the podcast on Fridays and plug your podcasts. Or you got a little service like, you know, like Don from Overlord Services. You come in and plug that if you want. And yeah. I'd like to get Don to call in on Friday and talk about his show. Don, call in. Talk about what you guys do. Good times, though. Good times. Great music. As always, Dina Joe. Oh, man. I feel good having those little, having that little rant session this morning before we went into the music. Man, that just kind of freed my mind.
There you go.
Like the In Vogue song. Hi, Kevin. Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you. So, real quick, you got any holidays this going on this weekend? Do you know of any?
Since Mr. Steels has, you know, he's making it there for us to know that it is National Twilight Zone Day.
Really?
So, I remember
the classic Rod Serling TV show, The Twilight Zone.
Black and white, and it was just kind of, wow.
I know, I used to always be afraid. I'd be afraid someday you wake up, you walk out. You know, it's kind of a weird, you got a weird feeling. You walk out into your living room and there's Rod Sterling. Imagine if you would. The old man gets up. No, no, Rod, no. I'm going back to bed.
Hi, Dennis Barker. Radio Projects, good to see you.
Hi.
It is also, I think this one is very important, Brain Injury Awareness Week. Brain Injury Awareness Week. Yeah, that's pretty important. So.
Right.
Everybody has to deal with any of that kind of stuff, but
well, if you take a fall and you bang your head, you need to be careful. Get checked out. Yeah, concussions are not.
That's something you hear a lot about.
Yeah, concussions aren't a thing to play with. Right.
Yeah, people falling. National Eat What You Want Day. That's a good one.
Today, man, I'm in. I almost spit my coffee out of my mouth.
You want people eat? What
I almost
you want
spit my coffee out because I went, yeah, baby.
Yeah, this person has a big old burger in their hand. So you go out, eat what you want today.
Have that spam sandwich. You don't care what anybody else says. Yeah. Have that spam and cottage cheese sandwich with mayonnaise.
Gross. That's so gross. Tuttles is saying it's Ronald McDonald's House Day today in Canada. Go buy a cheeseburger and support their charity.
Yeah.
National Third Shift Worker Day. Good, thank you, Steels, because that's not on my thing.
The unsung heroes of the workforce, guys that work third shift.
Yeah, you know, and they don't even have that on here, but on mine, give me a break. You want to know what they have? National Foam Roller Day.
What is that?
National Foam Roller Rolling Day. And that is it's a rolling thing that you roll on your body where you have your aches and your pains and it kind of in different areas. I mean, I think National Third Shift Worker Day is a little bit more important.
Right.
Than but a you foam know roller.
You know what I thought of when you said foam roller, Dina Jo?
What?
Those little foam rollers that my mom used to put in her hair.
Oh.
The little curling things, yeah.
No,
they had a little.
No,
like a
these
little...
are big, and I have one, but mine's just—it's just a foam roller. The one that they show has bumps and stuff on it, and you can use them for your back, your hips, you know, wherever your legs after you've taken a long run. But come on,
could you pretend they're swords and have sword fights
sometime
with them?
Well, you might hurt somebody.
Are they that hard of a foam?
Yeah, it's not like a, you know, the ones you are in a pool. Hi, Jeremy. Uh-huh. It's not like one of those. They're good stuff. I'll take a picture of it. It's pretty thick.
You could look, D-Mac knows what I'm talking about. Those pink rollers.
Yeah, just pink rollers, and they clipped. They were plastic, and they clipped, and they were foam. Yeah. They still have them.
Do they?
Yeah. curl.
What, Eric?
In honor, of course, of like Steels in chat, With the Twilight Zone, I've got the theme song pulled up.
Look on CPN.
Imagine if you will.
Hi, John Rose. Welcome.
There he is. You never want to wake up in the morning and hear that before your cup of coffee. Just go back to bed. Don't get up.
Hide under the covers.
Great. That was great, Eric. Thanks, man. Thanks for that.
Well, that was, of course, it was like 1962, that I think, when that show debuted. Welcome. So this year is the 60th anniversary.
Right. Oh. Man, that's a pretty cool picture you got there, Bugly. I like that.
Oh, he's
I like that. Hit the follow button and follow us, buddy. You got a podcast? Bugly, do you got a podcast? Does Bugly have a podcast? I don't know. It kind of looks like it.
Controversial music.
Yeah, he does. Hey, give us a follow. And don't forget Bugly on Fridays. On Fridays, Bugly, you can come in and promote your podcast on our show in the chat room. Come on in and chat it up. And let's see if we can't get people to check you out. Anything else? That sounds pretty good.
What you want, Rishab, I think Steele's put this in there too. It's National Receptionist Day, so yes, be nice to people that are on the phone when you finally get to talk to a person.
Yeah, it's not their fault.
It's not their fault that their company makes you push 12 buttons to be able to talk to a human. But
you know what? By the time I finally get to a receptionist, I always start the conversation with this. This is not your fault, and I appreciate finally getting able to talk to you, but you know, the poor receptionists, they always catch it, you know. Yeah, be nice to the receptionists, you know, they're just doing their job.
They are Technology, National Technology Day.
National Technology Day,
people.
Well, there you go. And we started the show off complaining about technology.
Yeah.
Nice. We fit right in. We were just showing our appreciation for technology. Good stuff, that technology.
Well, it's just kind of when they change it keeps and they don't tell you what they're changing, you know.
I know. And they don't tell you when they're going to change things, you know.
Oh, this one's so important, everybody. Everybody, wait. This is the most important one of all. It's Black China's birthday. Why does she get a national day?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh my gosh. She was married to the Kardashian boy who got chubby and she was mad at him.
Is she a singer or something? Or
I think she sings. D-Mac.
D-Mac knows. She's had
Rob. Rob. Poor little Rob. Got put aside. Oh, she's a stripper.
Mystery says it's a stripper.
No, she's not a singer. She's a stripper.
A stripper. Wrong ass.
No, poor little Rob. He got like the short end of the stick in the Kardashian's household. He just got pushed aside. Poor little Rob.
The couple of times I watched the show, I always thought that he got the raw end of it. He never wanted to really be in the show.
No.
I want to be in this show. Got
all these sisters. Yeah. And then this Black China coming after him for his money.
Hey, so does anybody know how the Kardashian name, really got recognized? Does anybody know about the Kardashian?
I believe it was the O.J. Simpson case because Robert Kardashian Sr. was one of his dream team lawyers along with Robert Shapiro, Effley Bailey, and Johnny Cochran.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was a big shot lawyer, and he passed away. Was it
2003?
2003. He passed away.
He was eating up cancer.
Oh, okay. He was a big shot lawyer. Yeah, he was a big shot lawyer. Known, like Eric said, known for the O.J. Simpson case.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, Kris Jenner, Robert Kardashian's ex-wife, and Nicole Brown were also said to be good friends in real life, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, they were.
And then, and of course, Caitlyn Jenner, when she was like Bruce Jenner, that is the father of Brody Jenner, too, from The Hills.
I didn't know that.
Man. Yeah, he's. I know the name. I didn't know he was on a reality one too. But,
huh? Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff at at Hollywood. I don't know either.
If you say so.
That's it for the day, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We're out of here. We got things to do. Just get out of the Twilight Zone. Get out of the Twilight Zone. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dana, Joe, and Eric. We appreciate and love and adore all you guys. Thanks for all your support. Thanks for coming in. And remember, hit that follow button and keep coming back. If you missed part of the show, you can download it through any of your platforms that you have for downloading shows. Or you could tune into the WESN network at 11 a.m. Pacific time and catch the replay of our show on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. Download that app and check out. You've got good music and controversial conversations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Eric, you want to promote some shows that are coming on?
Well, I know Milk Dog went live just a short time ago, and then I know Jeff Moore and Frankie D are coming up this afternoon, and I think hopefully Mermac along with Tuttles and Tron Cat and Mr. A show up at Frankie D's, and then of course you've got Solid Blue, and then you've got John Gale coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern time, and Scooter will be of course his special guest for conversation today, so be on lookout for that.
Oh,
and then
nice.
Slack Radio 2 Alpha and the Beans and Weenie show in prime time, and then of course Ralph is back tomorrow morning, and we're also back tomorrow as well.
I missed it too,
we missed Ralph today.
Yeah, and don't forget we got Rockin' Al's podcast. He posts one almost every morning, little motivational podcasts that are good for you to get you started and get your day going.
Yes.
A lot of good podcasts out there. Thanks, Eric, for mentioning them. Good time. Sometimes we sound like the guys on King of the Hill. When they're all standing around back in the back of the alley going, yep. Know what you mean? Dang it, Bobby.
And now the
wait, you can't do it yet. You can't yet. And now a final word from our little butterfly, Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much again for your support. It really means the world to us. It does. It means the world to us. See you around Podbean. Bye.
There she goes. Oh. Dina Jo flying off.
I am going to be flying pretty soon.
Our little queen bee. She is a little butterfly. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Grammy says, hi, pod people. She loves her pod people. And have a great day, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 11th. And the week is now on the downswing. Now we're heading back down. We're off. We peaked. Now we're sliding back in into the weekend. Here we go. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. Do random acts of kindness. Be out there. Be nice. Be polite. And
bye,
be considerate.
Bye, Steve.
That's it. Music's bye, done. We're out of here.
Love you. God bless you, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Later, Gators.